Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday. Tuesday. Where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe.
Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
617-655-1234. Why do only the sports shows get to give all the hot takes? We have hot takes we want to get off our chest.
Sure.
617-655-1234. If you have a hot take, Kennedy said she has a hot take this morning. What do you have?
My hot take is this.
Yes.
If you are in a group of people or something and you're having some dinner or something, and then you get up and say, I have to use the restroom, and you take your phone with you, you're hiding something.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
What do you mean?
Why do you have to take your phone in the bathroom?
Just habit. Standing there peeing, I look at my phone.
In a public bathroom?
Yeah. You don't look at your phone when you're peeing?
Not ever. No.
Maybe they don't trust leaving their phone out in a public place without them being there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I just take it with me all the time when I go.
Yeah. But hiding something.
Do you look at your phone when you pee?
Like, no, not really. Like at the urinal?
Yeah.
No. How long are you there?
I mean, if you're going to be there a second, sometimes, yeah, drink a lot of water, had a few beers, takes a second.
No, if I'm peeing, I'm trying to get in and out of there pretty quick.
Huh.
So I'm going to say.
I feel like maybe it's because most people, you don't look at your phone during a meal out at dinner because it's like bad etiquette.
That's malarkey.
If you're
not
out with
the group, people I'm looking at.
If you're out with a group of people and you're scrolling your phone.
Yeah, it's true. It
happens all the time, Dave.
Yeah, my phone is put away when I'm meeting with
I do it. I do it as well.
Yeah.
So maybe they're taking it because that's their chance to look at their text.
I am speaking as the one person who sits alone at a restaurant and sees everything.
Huh.
Y'all are on your dot. You're on your phone.
Well, those are rude people. Hot take. Put your phone away if you're out at dinner with people.
Suzanne is from Hyde Park. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
So I don't like when people put an A on the end of every sentence, every word. Hi. Oh my God.
Tuesday. Isn't that something that just comes along with being sort of a 13, 14, 15 year old? Mom.
I don't think so. I think everyone does it now.
I think the Kardashians are to blame for that.
Well, that was more of the vocal fry.
Well, the vocal fry too, but then it's just like, oh my God.
but this I remember my mother yelling at me about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why do you say it, Mom? Like, yes. I remember a very specific time in my life when I was with at the end of it. I was so exasperated. It's so hard to be me.
All right. Thank you, Suzanne.
I agree. Thank you, friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sharon. From Milford.
Hello.
Hot Take Tuesday. What do you got?
When businesses replace handicap spots close to the building with EV spots, those people are the earthy, crunchy people. They want the extra steps. Put them at the back of the lot. The handicap people don't need the extra steps.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Are businesses replacing the handicap accessible spots at the front?
I don't know if you can legally do that.
If you go to the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, the parking garage, the whole first level there used to be a bunch of handicap spots.
Right.
They took them all out and replaced them with EV spots, and now the handicapped people have to go to a different floor. They still are close to the door, but like the EV people, why are you putting them close to the store? They put an electric car for crying out loud.
It's probably just where they could put the charging cables.
See,
those are the crunchy people, and they want the steps.
See, you just
that's the best
know.
Part. Yeah. That's the best part of this entire thing. Let's not get too bogged down in the back.
Are all EV people crunchy to you, Sharon? Bunch of Vermont hippies?
Yeah, kind of. I like my old fuel cars.
Give me a catalytic converter, Carson.
Give me a carburetor, diesel.
Smell those fumes, honey.
Yes.
Sharon likes pure American muscle.
Give me fossil fuels.
Rev that engine.
I love it so much.
Oh, I love it.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
617-655-1234 for Hot Take Tuesday. I have a quick hot take.
You never have a quick hot take.
I do. It's quick.
I don't believe you.
Banksy sucks.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
The artist Banksy
is a terrible opinion.
Lame and lame and lame and lame. it's graffiti. It's not great art. It's lame. I said what I said.
What is great art?
It ain't Banksy. It ain't Banksy. I've seen the Sistine Chapel. That is great art. Banksy with a little girl painted on the side of a building. That ain't it.
I'm sorry. It doesn't speak to your soul. It's okay. It's not for everybody.
617-655-1234. 617-655-1234.
No. Listen here, I walked by the Louvre in Paris.
That's right. I saw the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And I brushed shoulders with a security guard who stands near the Mona Lisa.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.